Hi, and welcome to Bee's Logic, the new podcast. Why? Because I used to work at a radio show until I told my old boss, Rob Freuer, his face looked like a raccoon. Evidently, he didn't get the joke or look in a mirror because his face really does look like a raccoon. Anyway, so what we're going to do on this show, since it's episode one, I'll tell you all about it. We're going to take stupid, nerdy topics that nobody really thinks too much about, and we're going to think about them. We're going to go in-depth, or as in-depth as I feel like it, because I haven't had my coffee this morning, and try to make logical sense out of it using a thing I like to call Beatty's logic, which means there is no actual logic involved. Yeah, try and figure that one out as you listen to our first segment, which I like to call What Grinds My Gears. Today's What Grinds My Gears is brought to you by Rob Freuer. Your face still looks like a raccoon, and your wife is kind of hot. Just saying. Anyways, today's topic is Pro Builder Sets. Okay, when I was a younger kid, about, I don't know, maybe like 7, 10, couldn't really remember, my dad ended up buying me these three boxes of these Lego-looking things. They were actually Mega Blocks. They were called Pro Builder Sets. On the cover, they had pictures of planes, Titanic, ships, all that stuff, helicopters, and you could build them with the Legos, Mega Blocks, whatever. They look like Legos, Mega Blocks, I don't know. Don't sue me, Mega Blocks, for saying they look like Legos. I don't really care. Anyways, these things were so cool, so intricate. It took me hours and hours and days almost to build these things because they were like one giant puzzle made out of Mega Blocks. And the thing was, there was over 1,000 pieces. So I ended up moving quite a lot, and I lost all of them. And now that I'm an adult, a fully grown man, I want to buy more Legos. So I went to the Lego store, where they also sell Mega Blocks, I assume, and I asked them, do they have Pro Builder sets? They had no clue what I was talking about. I felt really stupid. So I go, they're little, like, ships and stuff that you can build out of Legos. And they go, oh, okay. And they showed me what they had. These Pro Builder sets had anywhere from, like, 1,000 to 2,000, maybe even 500-plus pieces, basically. So they're really big, intricate. Like, you had to be somewhat intelligent to build these things. What they had at that store was, like, maybe 100 pieces. And most of the pieces were big and blocky and all that stuff. Stickers already included. So it would take you, like, I kid you not, like, 15 minutes to build this thing. To me, that's not my idea of fun. This is why it grinds my gears. Because America, kids aren't stupid. They'll rise to any occasion that you want. Don't dumb down our toys just so you think we're dumb. I don't know. I don't know if that's the reason why we don't have Pro Builder sets anymore, or anything that complicated, or why parents aren't really pushing puzzles. I love puzzles. I love Pro Builder sets. I love all this stuff, but it just hurts me that I can't play with them anymore, simply because what originally started off as a $25, like, Lego set, Mega Block set, is now going for over $100 to close to $200, depending on the set. And what really grinds my gears is I really should have kept them and sold them now that I have to pay rent. Anyways, that's what grinds my gears. Because we're a podcast and because we're not making much money, we have sponsors now. Yes, somebody sponsors this stupid show. And I guess, what product? Smeagol's Hobbit Be Gone? Really? Bob, really? Smeagol's Hobbit Be Gone? Well, here's the commercial for Smeagol's Hobbit Be Gone. Rob, Bob, whatever the heck your name is, play the clip.
Have those stupid hobbitses been stealing your precious? Well, good old Smeagol's got the product for use. Smeagol's Hobbit Be Gone. One spray and the hobbits go away. If that doesn't work, hit them on the head with a rock and eat them whole.
Smeagol's Hobbit Be Gone may be the product for you. If not, please throw the rocks. No injuries were caused by this commercial. Thank you.
Wow. How much money did we make for that?
3 fish. Alright, good to know. Alright, now moving on to our main topic of the day. The main story is, this is the part of the program where I go on a giant rant, kind of like what grinds my gears, but only more nerdy and actually have facts, or what I appear to have facts, to back me up. Today we're going to talk about the good bad guys, which means the good guys that just suck at their jobs. Now, what this mainly is going to be about is how the good guys are always considerably weaker than the bad guys. Case in point, Power Rangers. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the first generation Power Rangers, came out, I believe, in 1993, 1995, somewhere around that. I was really young, but they were there, out there long enough that I could watch the first episodes and all that stuff and be very caught up to date. And I absolutely loved it. I mean, yeah, looking back, they're very cheap, cheesy effects. I mean, you could clearly tell they're guys in costumes and all that stuff. And sometimes the villains' plans weren't very creative. But one of the things I loved about this show was the Green Ranger. If you guys remember, sorry, I was drinking some water. If you guys remember about the Green Ranger, originally he was evil. Tommy was evil, and when he was evil, he alone was a match for the entire team of 5 Rangers. And it was just so awesome to watch him. He called upon the Dragon Zord, which could go against the Megazord. I was like, wow, I kind of wanted to be the Green Ranger. Not because I was evil, it was just that he was so cool. He was so BA, so strong, didn't care about anybody. It was like, yeah, let's be the Green Ranger. But then he turned good through friendship and all that stuff, and Rita's spell was lifted. And the thing is, you notice after the spell was lifted, he got considerably weaker after that, to the point where he was an even match for almost any Ranger at any given time, whereas it took an entire team of 5 to take him down, and even then, like, he was like, alright guys, what else you got? What else you got? Call upon that Megazord. I got my own Megazord. He was cool. And I'm not saying he wasn't cool. But yeah, Tommy fans, don't hate me. I love Tommy. I loved it when he came back in Dino Thunder. Loved it. But it was just the fact that he became so much weaker after he became a good guy. And then, looking back, I just started thinking, all good guys are kind of follow that same concept. At the beginning of any episode where there's a real good guy, and then a new bad guy. The bad guy is generally a lot stronger than the good guy. Now, this isn't always the case in point. Sometimes something happens where the bad guy gets away. But most of the time, like in Power Rangers, Digimon, etc., etc., the older shows, the bad guys were always much, much stronger. And then the characters had to really, really train and push themselves to match that bad guy. And the thing I always noticed was, like, well, that's just, like, a henchman bad guy. There's always, like, Rita or Demimon or whatever his name was in Digimon still out there, meaning that these guys were still weaker than the major bad guy. And my thought is, why don't you just train, like, nonstop? You know the guys out there. Train nonstop to take him on. A show that trains nonstop for some of the characters is Dragon Ball Z. The whole Dragon Ball franchise. Now, I may sound like I'm hating on these shows. I absolutely love these shows. I mean, they just came out with the Power Rangers on DVD, Mighty Morphin, and as soon as I can find the entire collection, I'm going to buy them. And I always watch Dragon Ball. I love it. Kai, Dragon Ball Z, Kai. Wasn't that great, but still, avid fan, watched it. The thing I noticed was, though, the only people that really trained in Dragon Ball Z were the Saiyans, meaning Goku and Vegeta, and they were always the strongest characters because of the training. But then Gohan came around. Gohan, when he trained as a younger kid, Teen Gohan, I believe, when he was a little guy during the Cell Saga, he trained and trained and trained and surpassed his dad. He surpassed his dad, going Super Saiyan 2, the first person to go Super Saiyan 2, the youngest, at that point, Saiyan. And the thing was, he beat Cell. He beat Cell relatively easy. I mean, it wasn't like Goku versus Frieza. It was, like, considerably shorter. And the thing was, after Cell was gone, he stopped training. A lot of the Z fighters, except for, like, Vegeta, stopped training. And because of that, during the Buu saga, they weren't prepared. And I just don't see why. I mean, Gohan, out of all of them, had the best chance to have a life outside training because of his mother, Chi-Chi. But the others kind of, like, grew, were bred to train, were bred to fight. And I just don't, like, Yamcha. Yamcha, at the beginning of the Saiyan saga, actually was a professional baseball player and was one of the best in the league, if not the best in the league, because of his training. I mean, why can't you guys just do that? Train almost nonstop. If you need money, go into a career where the training will be beneficial, like baseball, like fighting, like wrestling. Dude, the martial arts tournament, everybody that, like, even Krillin, who gets made, like, explodes and dies so many times. Dragon Ball Z Abridged makes fun of how lame Krillin is, but even Krillin could beat Hercule. Just train. You can make money off training. And when the villains come back, true, to, like, it wouldn't be a good saga if the villains weren't really powerful. But at least you wouldn't have been out of practice for, what, 5-7 years? At least you'd be in pretty good shape to the point where your training wouldn't have to be so intense and you wouldn't have to die so much. Sorry, I can't. This is upsetting my stomach just thinking about this. So I'm just, like, curious, why don't you guys train nonstop? So that's why I think good bad guys are, like, the pinnacle of storytelling at this point, where it's like, they're good guys, but they're bad at their jobs because they don't train or they're not as strong as the villains. And I think TV shows kind of do this, so you kind of root for the hero at the end. So you see his whole entire struggle to become stronger, to protect his friends, all this and that, and it makes good television. But I also think television is doing this so that it teaches kids almost to not believe in fighting, despite the shows that are mainly about fighting. It, like, underlining cause, like, when there aren't anybody around, don't train. Because it was shown with Gohan, Krillin, Yamcha, Tien, Chiaotzu, all them. Like, when there was no villains around, no clear villains, and Goku was out of the picture, they didn't train. They stopped. Pure and simple. Vegeta kept going, because mainly he wanted to kick Kakarot or Goku's butt. But the thing is, it's like, TV shows are saying, do not fight unless you absolutely have to. And that's a good, I mean, that's actually a pretty good, like, rule to live by. Don't fight unless you absolutely have to, and when you do, train and focus on your friends so you can become stronger. It's very nice. But I'm an adult now. And looking back, I kind of wish they would remake Power Rangers. And, okay, if you guys are listening, people that are head of Power Rangers, listen to this. This is a pitch. This is a pitch right here to tell you all about this new Power Rangers thing I want to do, a show. It's where the first team of Power Rangers are turned evil for some odd reason by Dark Lords or whatever, and they're turned evil for good. They're gone. They're, like, the biggest bad guys now. They did it with the Psycho Rangers. Like, they weren't originally Power Rangers, but the Psycho Rangers were the exact opposites of the Rangers and evil. Evil. They look cool, they're BA, like, have that, only they're the main villains through the entire story, where these guys are once good Rangers, now turn dark, dark evil, and they have to fight a new team of good Rangers. I think that would be cool, because, like, the blue could go versus dark blue, and you could call it Power Rangers Spectrum, because all colors, you know? I don't know. And, like, the legendary sixth ranger that gets added onto the show when there's originally five rangers trains the new five, and they have to defeat their evil predecessors. That would actually be cool and, like, make it adult-oriented, you know? Where there's blood, guts, all that stuff. And I think that would just be pure awesome. But, sadly, since Power Rangers is a kid's show, they probably won't ever make it. Which saddens my heart so much. Alright, actually, that's really all I wanted to rant about today. So, thank you guys for listening. Here's what's going to happen next week. Next week, we're going to have a new commercial, because we're getting rid of the whole fish guy. Hobbits don't exist, Smeagol. I'm so sorry. And the next week's topic for BD's Logic Episode 2 will be why the Teen Titans, I'm talking about the television show, the one with Cyborg, Starfire, Raven, Beast Boy, and Robin, why they would suck and probably be dead without Robin, their leader. Alright, well, if you guys like this show, tune in next week. And if you liked hearing my amazing voice and want to know more about me, follow me on Twitter at BDBear. BD is spelled B-E-A-T-T-Y. So follow me on Twitter at BDBear. Or like me on Facebook at BD. That's it, just one word, BD, B-E-A-T-T-Y. Alright guys, that's all for me this week. And next week we should have a special guest. If I can blackmail my friends enough. Alright.